to having sex, I don't even know, 7, 8, 9 years ago. I'm like, God, I'm so much better now. I know I am.
God, I was so bad at it. It was so boring. Oh my God. I was so lazy. I was so uncreative. Like, nothing creative or cool came out of my mouth.
Isn't it crazy? Don't you surprise yourself with the shit that comes out of your mouth sometimes? I'm like, who said that? Are back. Girls gotta eat. Hi, Raina.
Welcome to another episode, guys. Hi, Ash. I miss you so much.
I know. It's really tough. We are going to be honest with you guys. We are doing this one from afar. I am in New York. Raina is in London. She left me. But right now, we couldn't leave you guys hanging with a new episode. So we have to do this. Long distance. I hate long
so
distance
much.
Relationships.
I've been sitting here in a robe in front of Ashley. Like, I continuously flash her. Also, I had to point out different body parts for her to name. We'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah. I know. I feel like Raina, we're on Skype, and I feel like Raina doesn't know how to be on Skype without being naked. Like, she can't.
Like, did you start Skype? Did you, like, activate it with your vagina?
Like, fuck your dick. Jeez. Like, have you ever even been on, like, your computer doesn't even recognize you on Skype without, like, nipples?
No, instead of, like, fingerprint recognition, you just, like, pull out your tits and then Skype opens.
It's areola recognition.
Yes. I would also like to just say that I have been sick this entire winter. So every episode we record, I sound like I'm stuffed up. So I'm just going to put a call out to our listeners. If there are any doctors out there,
ooh,
like single male doctors, and you want to treat me, because Ashley and I can't pay for health insurance.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like if you finally get well, people are going to be like, who's the new co-host? Like, they're not even going to recognize your healthy voice. I mean.
Yeah, so anyways, I've been in London for a couple days on a press trip. Ashley is in New York in a blizzard. Do you want to give me a little life update?
Sure. I have not had snow sex yet today. No. Yeah, I'm still kind of having the thing with the 24-year-old we've discussed a couple times. He's been out of town though, so I haven't seen him in a little while. We have FaceTimed a couple times, and I know you'll be glad to know that I have looked better than the last time we FaceTimed.
That's not what I thought. I thought the update was going to be like I masturbated on FaceTime. The update was like I put on mascara before he called me. Ashley, I'm so proud of you. You look like a human being.
Well, I'm so sorry to let you down. But last week when he called me via FaceTime, Raina was like, oh my God, are you going to answer that? Sure enough. Here's the real me. No, we've been talking a little bit. I mean, it's tough because he's been away, and then I'm already gone when he gets back. So we'll see. You never know. It's New York. You can't be apart for too long. There's someone new around the corner.
I am afraid to like walk down the block away from my significant other because like someone else will just show up in your place. You can't go out of town in this day and
age. You can't. Like I have girlfriends that travel all the time. I hate that I'm even going to say this, but I'm like, you can't like go on a couple dates with somebody and then leave the country for 2 weeks and you just kind of lose that momentum. I'm not saying you can't, but it makes it difficult.
No, I plan my whole dating schedule around this. So like when I know that I'm going out of town in 3 or less weeks, I just don't go on dates because I know that like we can't sustain this.
Yes,
past me being
it's a
away
real
for
thing.
It's a real thing. And 3 weeks, like if you start dating somebody, it's too soon to start having Skype sex. So like there's nothing to sustain a relationship.
Yeah, I can tell Raina once.
Why?
I can tell you want to take your top off so bad. There it is. I saw
that's,
a nip, guys.
That's why I have to go on. That's why I have to have sex with people on vacations because I haven't had sex in a couple of weeks.
Ooh, sneak preview.
Is that true?
That could be our next topic.
Is that true?
Travel and vacation stuff. Okay, so yeah, nothing too exciting for me to report. But how about you, sis?
I have something exciting. I have something exciting to report.
Spill.
I met a guy in London.
Okay.
Listen, Listen, I like to have romantic trysts when I'm away. Oh my god,
why else do you travel? Well, like, the food, but...
whatever. It's the only reason to get on a plane is to, like, fuck people with different accents.
Right. That, well, there's the quote for the week. The only reason to get on a plane. Now it's weird because I'm going to see kids on a plane. I'm like, oh, this is weird. This is not why they're here.
You know, I told you in the first episode, kids want to fuck too. There it is.
Nice callback. I believe it was children want to fuck too. Even creepier. Oh, damn but it.
I have a really bad memory.
Same diff.
Anyways, I met a
Speaking
guy.
Speaking of children. How old is this guy?
He's 24.
Okay, yes. We're living the same life across the pond from each other. Proceed. Keep going.
Oh my God, he's so hot.
He's hot, guys. Ashley, she sent me some photos and some creepy videos, per usual, Reina style, and he is very attractive.
The videos were not during the sex, to be fair.
Sure, sure. Sure, oh, they weren't.
I did think about Ashley while I was having sex with him.
Oh, man. I get that a lot. That's and what I hope all of my exes say.
So I've been thinking about everybody that, like, I date or sleep with now is, like, so terrified I'm going to put them on the podcast. Like, this guy, we slept together, and he, like, came. And in the middle of coming, he was like, are you going to put this on the podcast? So I have to think about Ashley and when then, I'm having like, sex with
and
people
And then
now.
You come because he said podcast. Like, you're like, oh, it's my podcast.
And anytime somebody talks about me or any of my creative endeavors, I just come. Anyways, I was on a press trip in London. He was staying at my hotel. And I set a goal. I told Ashley on Thursday that I was going to sleep with him by Saturday.
You gotta have goals, guys.
And I am very goal oriented. Yes. And I set a goal and I slept with him on the day that I said I was going to sleep with him.
My gosh, you're killing it. I feel like you had like a checklist and you were like, wake up, go to a photo shoot, fuck this guy. You like crossed it off at the end of the day, like big check mark.
But listen, I'm starting to really understand like why you sleep with a 24-year-old. Like 24-year-olds are where it's at, man. He like laid it down. I was really impressed. Oh. He like did a lot of things to my body. So we had a lot to drink.
Well,
that
and
night,
I want
to so
know like leading up to it. I mean, it was a couple days. It sounds like what you kept running into him. What was your like art of seduction?
I just
the
alive.
Older woman. Okay.
I just showed just, up. It, and just being
it exudes
alive.
From you naturally.
People are like, that looks easy. I'll do that. I wish I had like, I wish I could explain to you like how I just be me, but basically.
Also, was this one of those things where the first time you met him, you were like, oh, we're going to fuck.
I thought he was incredibly good looking when I met him, but he's British. So like, I don't know. Like
you couldn't read it.
They seem so serious.
I went on a press trip not too long ago and. You know, I met a guy on the trip and I was like, oh yeah, we're going to fuck.
Well, he's an American. They're
remember
just
remember I like texted you the next morning? You were so proud.
Ashley didn't text me the next morning. She texted me like in the middle of it. It was like 4 o'clock in the morning. She was like, guess who just got this? And I was like, we are going to be best friends.
But anyway, back to you. Okay. So great sexual experience with the 24-year-old.
Yeah, and it got me thinking, like, should we all be dating 24-year-olds?
That is so Sex in the City. And then I thought, should we all be dating younger? How does she say it? How does Carrie say it? She's like, and then I had a thought, I forget. But that's exactly what it sounds
know.
Like.
We're going to hold the Sex in the City commentary until we do a full episode about
Sex
in the
coming,
City.
It's coming. It's going
to
be.
Anyways, I found it in me to look past how tight his pants were. I sent Ashley a bunch of videos.
Let me interject. She was sending me videos, creepy headless videos. I was like, can I get see what his face looks like, please? But just like from the back, him walking. And I was like, those pants are so tight. Like he definitely can't have children. Like does his dick even work? Like how does the blood circulate? Like what?
How are pants available this tight? I don't even understand. Like they were tighter than my leggings.
How did you even get them off? Did you get them off or were you like, fuck it, you gotta take them off?
We actually had an issue taking my pants off, not his, because he pulled mine off and then like forgot to take my shoes off before he took my pants off.
Okay. This visual is like I don't even, there's like so much trouble getting the clothes off. Like, this is the most unsexy sex scene thus far that I've heard you talk about. I just mean, picture you like down by his ankles, like trying to get the pants off his heel. You like grab the lube. You're like, I need to use this for your pants, not for my vagina. Did you like lick your fingers and like lube up his heel to get his pants?
Yeah. Anyways, once we started having sex, it was fine. Once like we got into it, I was thinking about Ashley. It was fine. He was like behind me just like going to town, and I was like, I can't wait to talk to Ashley.
You just should have sent me a text. I mean, I think as an end goal, like for us, would be like sending each other an Instagram story video while we're getting like fucked from behind, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's
like
my only goal is to have people be so excited to penetrate me that I can be that rude that I will pause sex and be like, hang on, I just have to make a note to Ashley about,
I just have to make a call really quick. No, we should go into Snapchat and do the dog filter, like doggy style dog filter.
Like, get him. That is, can you do the double dog filter?
Like, you're like, here, lean over, yes, really quick. Get inside this filter. This is...
We have veered so far off track. People are like, I don't care about this dumb sexual experience you had with some random child in London.
Okay, people care. They're listening. They like this podcast. And now everyone is picturing getting fucked from behind while wearing the dog filter. It's like, that's hysterical. Tell me I'm wrong.
Show me one person that wouldn't love that.
Yes. My parents, probably.
God, my parents. Listening. My mom was... I have to plug my mom. My mom was like, I listened to the podcast. I was like, all right, so is that it? Are we done like, is that talking judgment? To each other forever? Anyways, let's talk about this week's topic, which is younger men.
Yes, younger men. Because
do
it's
we
so,
like dating
it's
them?
It's very interesting that both of our latest intimate experiences have been with 24-year-old men. We are both in our 30s. There's a... Oh, there it is. Raina showed me her tits again.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
So we wanted to talk about it. I have a lot of thoughts about this, and I thought we would kick it off by discussing, aside from these 24-year-olds, as of late, our past experience with dating younger guys.
Yeah,
I'll start.
You want to talk about your experience?
Yeah. So it's funny because I was thinking about this, and when I was in my early 20s, I would never have dated a younger guy. Like, I was like, oh my, I wouldn't even date a guy that was like a month younger than me. Like, you know, you just wanted someone older, and then you hit a certain age, and you're like, come to mama. Like, you're like, are you 18? Like. As long as you're legal. No, I think it was when I was 27, 28, I dated a couple guys back to back. I dated two guys back to back that were 3 years younger than me, and both super mature, like probably had their shit together more than me. Like, they probably thought they were getting an older woman with like her shit together, and they were like, oh, never mind, you're still a mess. But yeah, I think I was like 28, maybe dated two guys, 25 back to back. And then I was like, okay, this is cool. And, that 3 year age difference is interesting to me. My long term ex was also 3 years younger than me. That didn't work out, but we had a, you know, good in love relationship for a while. And I see that a lot, that the woman is old, 3 years older. I see it a lot. I can name like five of my friends off the top of my head. So I don't know. I have a lot of thoughts on it that we're going to get into, but that's kind of my history with it. I think I hit an age later in my 20s that I was like, yeah, I can date younger guys. And I don't do it exclusively, date guys my age. I think I dated a guy before this latest tryst. The guy I dated before that was 36. And so yeah, all across the board, but we have some thoughts on that too. So what's...
And when you were dating somebody 3 years younger than you, did you feel like... I mean, 3 years is not that many years. Did you feel like the maturity level was so disparate?
No, like, and that's the thing. I don't know. I'm just thinking of these two guys I dated back to back. I mean, they were really mature guys that had careers and made money and had high aspirations in life. And they both married the next girl they dated. One of them has a kid now. The other one just, I think, recently got married not too long ago. But yeah, they were great. So that kind of set the tone for me. Like, this is fine. So that's my experience. What about you?
I don't know if I mentioned this on this podcast yet, but I was engaged to somebody, and I dated him for 3 years, and he was 3 years younger than me.
There.
And I did not have as much of a positive experience. Like, maturity-wise, it was fine. He felt every much a part, like, as old as I was. It wasn't like talking to somebody that was worlds younger than me. Well, actually, it's sort of interesting that this came up, because the whole time we were together, I sort of felt like I was mothering this person, and I was never really particularly inspired or encouraged by him in any way. And I always thought that was because he was so much younger than me. I just thought, like, you know, I had dated people older than me who inspired me and encouraged me and taught me from the lessons and the mistakes that they had made. And I thought, like, you know, this person's younger than me and I should do that for him. And I always sort of attributed a lot of the issues that we had to that, to the age problem. But I saw him last week, and he is 30 years old now. And all the sort of issues I thought that stemmed from just being super young just sort of stem from his personality. And I mean, he's a wonderful person. I don't want to, like, slam him outright on this podcast, but the things that bothered me when we were young that I thought were, like, issues pertaining to being young are actually just issues pertaining to just, like, being a human.
Right. And I kind of wanted to get into the sex part of this, but since we're here, we'll get to it. Don't worry, guys. It's going to be juicy. No pun intended. Like, I want to talk about this. I honestly feel this way, that it is a matter of just who you are as a person. And you can find these guys in their mid-20s that have their shit together and want to be in a relationship. Maybe they don't want to have kids right away, but they're down for a committed relationship. They're not just trying to, like, fuck every girl they see. And you can settle down with them and have a great relationship if you are significantly older, if you're in your 30s, whatever. And then there's guys that, I'm telling you, you find a guy that's 30 and he's a hot mess, like, it ain't getting better. Chances are miracles happen every day, but, like, that's how I believe. I don't think too much change happens after, like, well, I think you kind of are who you are. Like, I just, and there can be, yeah, you know, you can be 30, you can be in your 30s, you can be, you know, not making a ton of money, maybe you're involved in some startup situation, but you, like, have the ambition and the motivation. But if you're just flailing through life with no direction, I think that's probably gonna stay that way for a while. And I think a 25, 26 year old guy, whatever it is, that knows what he wants, has a career path, wants to get married, have a family, like, date that guy. Don't be worried about it.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think we're both really attracted to ambition. And I'm going to just bring up something my mom, the third host of this podcast, says.
The silent partner.
You know, when somebody's 22, 23, 24, there's no reason to believe that they're not going to grow up and achieve everything. When somebody is 30, 31, 32, there's a lot more reason to believe they're just sort of never going to figure it out. That doesn't mean that nobody ever figures it out after 30. There's just more reason for it. So, like, if you meet somebody that is 24 that really has their shit figured out, is ambitious, and, like, really, like, on a path towards something, like, that's sexy as hell. And there's no reason to believe that, like, you would ever have to mother this person or guide them or show them how to do anything. Like, they're fully developed human beings. They're, like, capable of doing
things. Yeah, I was, I asked a few friends for this topic, and I was just chatting with a girlfriend of mine, just beautiful, successful boss of a woman. And I knew her now husband, and they do have two children. I knew that when they met, well, obviously he's still younger, but when they met, she was 27, he was 23. And she was like, okay, I mean, 23, it's just young. I mean, you're barely out of college. And she said even her family was really hesitant about it, but he had his shit together. He's an old soul. I met this guy, I adore him. She just told me this recently. Again, this worked out. She said when it came to the kids, she had to push a little bit just because she was getting older. And once she was in her 30s and he was still a little bit younger, but it was fine. And they have two beautiful children now. But she was when she met him, this 23-year-old, she was also dating a very successful 40-year-old. And maybe it's, she just got along better with her now husband, who was 23. She said they had more fun, and he definitely seemed like he wanted to settle down more and was interested in committing. And the 40-year-old, who now at 45, whatever, still single and still running around and just like fucking 20-somethings. And he's like, that's like proves the point exactly. Like you, some guys will never give that life up. And I found that so interesting that she's dating a 23-year-old and a 40-year-old. And she's like, which path? And like, it turns out that she gets like the stable, committed family life with this 23-year-old guy. I love it.
But like, I think when you meet somebody in their 40s, you can be pretty sure that they are committed to that lifestyle. Like somebody younger is much more able to, they're not as set in their ways. So
you can mold
they're
them.
Much more able to, huh?
You can mold them.
Yes. They're not as committed to certain things. They don't have as many like red flags and deal breakers as like people that are older do. They're not as set in these ways. They're less likely to judge you for being a certain way because they're still sort of like forming who they are. So, I mean, you could just let your flag fly for who you are.
Well, and I think a friend of mine said this and it just cracked me up. She was like, girl, you gotta go younger. She was like, guys that are in their mid to late 30s that have been single forever and they want to be that way. She was like, they're feral. They've just been wild for too long. And I was like, oh my God, they're like a feral wild animal. Like beware. And I thought that was the best way to put it. I think the guy she's dating now is a few years younger, but I thought that was so funny. Like they've just been in the wild too long. Like they're, you can't tame them. Like just forget about it.
So like, what do you think about when you meet a guy? This is like a major type of guy in New York City. You meet a guy that is like in their 30s and has been single for like 3 to 4 years. Is this a project you want to tackle?
And no, I mean, I think you and I we have a good sense of people. And I think that you can tell.
Do we? Because I go out with a lot of people that well, should have never passed go.
Listen, I'm not going to make this generalization at all. There's guys that are in that are 35, whatever, that are probably amazing guys that just haven't found the right person. I think it's more rare, but that's the case with some people. They want to settle down. They just really haven't found the right girl, or maybe they were with somebody for a very long time and it didn't work out and they spent all these years of their life with somebody. But yeah, I'm 100%, ladies, listen, 100% be wary of the mid to late 30s guy that's been single for a long time and is living this single guy fuckboy lifestyle.
Oh, look who doesn't know how to say things now.
Be fragrantly aware of these guys.
I'll still never forgive you for cutting when I actually corrected myself.
What do you think? Are you going to date that guy?
I will always go out with that guy because, listen, I'm 32 and I haven't been like super in love with somebody in a while. I think, unfortunately, as you get older, you do just sort of get so much more set in your ways and you have so many deal breakers. And especially in major cities like New York, Chicago, LA, there's so many options. And so when you go out on a date with somebody and it's like, I don't know, they have like a freckle that's like misplaced. It's like, oh, on to the next. You know, there's so many options and you've also reached an age where you're like, I know what I want. And I know who I am and what I want and what I don't want, more importantly.
Yeah.
And like the older you get, like the more that becomes true. And it's hard to break those patterns. And I'm super guilty of it too. So like, maybe we should all be dating children that have no deal breakers. You can just be as big of a piece of crap as you want to be.
Well, and also I will say this, again, we are not trying to make sweeping generalizations of entire age groups, but I think another reason a younger guy that's cool with dating a older woman is they don't have some, weird misogynistic stigma of like women and age. I mean, there's a lot of guys, there's 40-year-old men that will not date a woman over 30, like are strictly 26, 27-year-olds. And there's a lot of guys that think women expire at 30. As much as it pains me to say that, that's a true thing. And those guys are, it is so scary to date, because like you're gonna hit that age and then they're gonna trade you in or they're gonna cheat on you, and there's this just this gross type of guy that just wants to like have be surrounded by a bunch of 20-year-olds and like suck the youth out of them, and it's gross. And so a guy that's like, let's just, a guy that's like 27 and meets a girl that's 31, 32, he's like, that's cool, whatever. Like that has no qualms about it. That's a secure, cool guy that's not gonna trade you in for a younger model down the road, you know?
Because they already know that you're an older model.
They don't care.
They've walked in knowing you're an old
ass
model.
They don't have whatever that is. They don't have that weird psychological bullshit of like this playboy 40-year-old man that's like, oh, I only date like 26-year-old chicks. Like, you're so gross.
Yeah, but like we're saying, like I only want to date 24-year-old.
I'm not saying
dudes.
That at all.
Like,
am I gross? No. I'm not saying that at all. I'll date a guy of any age. I'm just, there's a type. And there's also, I would date a 40-year-old guy that's divorced or single, whatever, tomorrow if I felt that he was a good guy.
Okay, I want to talk about something else, but I also want to mention that you haven't mentioned that I've taken my robe off, and I'm a little insulted. I'm a little insulted that you haven't noticed.
Raina, of course you have. Of course you're just losing more clothing as we, like, I'm not surprised. I don't even feel the need to address that. She's Raina needs so much validation and attention. It cracks me up.
My love language is verbal affirmation.
You look
they
great.
Need it.
You look so great. This filter is amazing. Why doesn't Skype have filters? They need to get on it.
Here's what I want to.
Okay, go. And then I want to talk about sex.
That's, oh my God, same. So much shame. I was going to say the same thing. Let's stop talking about all this boring stuff. Let's start talking about having sex with these
yes,
people.
Yes. Okay.
I was going to do the same thing after you addressed that I had taken my robe off, which you refused to do.
So I think younger guys, and I think guys in their 20s, girls in their 30s, great combo for a few reasons. Let's talk about it. What do you need for sex? A hard dick. Somewhere to put
it. I need you to be able to get it up more than once a day.
We are not making widespread generalizations about age groups. The last guy I had sexual relations with before this 24-year-old was 36, and great working dick, lots of sex, multiple times a day, totally fine. So again, I don't want to shit all over older guys and their dicks, but after, you know, 40, I read 50% of men start to have some erectile dysfunction, and so late into your 30s, stuff like that starts to happen. Again, guys can keep it up forever, but you just have less of those issues and more stamina in your 20s when you're a guy. And then I think women are in their prime sex in their 30s.
I feel like people after 35 can't get it up more than once a night.
Okay, well, that's
my
experience. I think, what do you think about women? I mean, we're women in our 30s. I have never been so good at sex as I am right now. I mean, you just
never been like so confident in like the things that.
Yeah, sorry, go.
Like weird stuff comes out of your mouth. You'll touch things and do things you wouldn't have done when you were a little bit younger.
Well, and again, I'm sure there's 20 something girls that are great at sex. This isn't to ever diss on them, but you're just to all you girls that are listening in your 20s, you're going to get way better. You just get better. You just get
better when you learn stuff. And like imagine finding a person that's never done the stuff that you've learned, and it's amazing.
Or they know way freakier stuff because they watch a lot of porn, but whatever. I just think you know what you want and you ask for it, and you are super comfortable in your own skin and you're confident and you just give less fucks ultimately. I mean, I can't wait to be 40 and give no fucks.
I can wait.
I mean, yeah, of course I can
wait.
But a guy friend of mine, he has had sex with a lot of women of all ages, like across the board, so many. Clearly not going to say who it is. It's anonymous. He's like, the best sex I've ever had are with 35-year-old women. And I'm not there yet. But I'll get there.
But you're hoping for the day.
But I'm like, you just, like, think about it. Like, think back to having sex, I don't even know, 7, 8, 9 years ago. I'm like, God, I'm so much better now. I know I am.
God, I was so bad at it. It was so boring. Oh my God. I was so lazy. I was so uncreative. Like nothing creative or cool came out of my mouth.
Isn't it crazy? Don't you surprise yourself with the shit that comes out of your mouth sometimes? I'm like, who said that?
The guy the other night said some things I wasn't ready to hear. It just sounded really disingenuous.
Oh, he said some stuff? He just ripped it from a porn or something?
Yeah, he kept calling me like a slut and a whore, which I really like.
You do like that?
You know, I love it. I don't get down like that.
I like dirty talk a lot. I like guys to be vocal, but like I can't have him disrespect me.
Listen, I might have told him that I like it, and
we've had these conversations. Rain has told me some stuff that guys have said to her during sex or whatever during oral sex, and I have to take a lap around the block.
I like some weird stuff, man. I might have told him that I like hearing it, like while we were downstairs in the bar.
Oh my god! Yes. Now this is what I was trying to get out of you before your little acts of seduction. You wouldn't fess up. You were like, "Oh, it's just me." Here we go. Here's the goods. Finally, fucking half hour in.
I don't know. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. We talked about like weird stuff we like in bed, and I said that that was a thing. I know he was British. He was uptight. I had to like loosen him up.
Loosen everything up. The pants. The personality. No, I'm here for it. Again, I'm saying, like, you wouldn't have done that, 7 years ago, you know?
Looked at a British stranger in a bar and said I'd like to be called a whore in bed? No, I would never have done that.
You would not have. Also, would have been, like, 12, but whatever. Just kidding.
Also, maybe, like, 24-year-old me was more demure.
That's what I'm saying. You just, like, get more confident. You get sexier. It's just, like, a thing. And then these 20-something guys like are here to handle it. But I want to say again, like, this is not a call to women, like, only date younger guys. I just think definitely consider it. And plus, I mean, look at all the celebrities that do it.
I mean, if Kourtney Kardashian is doing something, just do it.
Just do it. Well, I will say, I want to say mine. And I want to know if you have one. Maybe it's Kourtney. But my favorite older woman, younger guy, celebrity couple, and the hottest one of all is Lisa Bonet and Jason Momoa. Like, are you fucking kidding me? She's 12 years older than him. He had a crush on her when, like, he was a kid.
Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade, baby.
Oh, God, they're the best.
She's so much older than him. They're so hot.
There's so many like that. I mean, let's not discount, like, Britney and Mariah.
let's do that, though. I'm really not going to model anything I do after fucking Britney Spears.
Yeah, I am so, like, I'm kind of a Britney Spears hater. But, I mean, I still can respect it. Oh, J-Lo. I mean, J-Lo is, like, the ultimate.
Heidi Klum.
Oh, God, it's the way to go. All these guys, like, older guys listening to this are like, fuck you.
I don't think we have any male listeners, do we?
Yes, we do. We hear it all the time.
I feel like all men should listen to this to learn what not to do.
We have a lot. I've heard a ton. I've gotten a ton of feedback from guys. You know that. We think we've gotten emails.
Sorry. I didn't mean to discount our male listeners.
We were trying to keep this episode more male positive.
It is positive. I said all kinds of nice things about this kid that I slept with. I said,
I can't get over the visual of you like lubing up his heels to get his pants off. Like, I will never forget it.
Oh my God. I also did something really embarrassing.
What?
Oh my God. I left my bra in his room.
Like on purpose, like a leave behind?
No, I don't even know what to tell him to do with it now. Like, it's yours now. Keep it as a souvenir. Like, I don't know what to say.
Just your bra or like your underwear too?
I left one earring and my bra. I wasn't wearing underwear because I was wearing one of those. I was wearing a bodysuit. Men like cannot get enough of a bodysuit.
Oh my gosh. I've had guys be like, keep the bodysuit on.
Every time I wear one, they tell me to keep it on. They want to just like pull it to the side. It's the sexiest they really thing in the
do.
World.
They really do. Like I and like I'm like, well, that the can't rewear that one. That one's got to go to the laundry.
Yes, exactly. That's why I wore the bodysuit on Saturday night. I knew that the ticket to sex on Saturday, bodysuit, baby.
What? Okay. What do you think that is? Can we ask some guys to tell us? Like, what is it? Because it's like I don't know. What's the appeal there of like keep the body?
I think it's just
on.
Sort of like wearable lingerie, and it's like so tight, yeah. And they know that you're not wearing panties.
Yeah.
Like, I think that that's it. Like, every time I've worn a bodysuit, not only do people like freak out, they make me keep it on.
Speaking of younger guys, hooked up with a 26-year-old guy this summer and had that kind of situation where it was like, keep the bodysuit on. I was like, okay, that's fine. I mean, I was sexier about it than that. I was like, okay, whatever you want.
I wasn't that sexy about it. I probably was like, I don't know how to take this off anyway.
All right. Well, we are going to play a little bit different game this week because since we are apart, we can't do the Instagram live together and do the listener interaction like we usually do. So we just figured we would pick a game and ask each other the questions, and we are going to play Would You Rather.
I'm really excited about this.
Me too. We have some really disgusting questions queued up.
I'm really excited. All right, guys, we are going to queue up the questions and start.
Yes, here we go. Would you rather?
Okay.
Sex edition, obviously.
No, it's like, would you rather go on a picnic or a walk on the beach? Like, tune into a different podcast for that, folks. We already talked about tossing someone's salad at a baby shower, so tune into a different one. All right, I'm ready to roll. Would you rather have sex with someone who never showers or someone who never brushes their teeth?
Oh, my God. You came in hot. Okay. All right. As much as I hate halitosis and bad breath, like, I would still probably choose the guy with the bad breath because I feel like you could totally plug your nose. I don't want someone's like dirty body grime all over me. You know what I mean?
Okay. I feel the same.
I like this one. Would you rather only have sex in the shower or only have sex on the floor?
Okay, I would only have sex on the floor because showers, to me, shower sex is only hypothetically good. Like, it's never good in reality. It's so slippery.
Thank you.
There's nowhere to move in there. Like, my shower, I tried to have shower sex with this guy recently, like, the one that confetti cummed all over the place because I needed to take a shower afterwards. And we got into the shower, and it's like, there's no normal way. I'm also 5 feet tall. It's like hard to like position yourself, and it's just it's not good for anybody.
Well, and I dated a guy that was just super into the shower sex. I'm like, why? Were you like taught that sex is dirty or something? Like, what's the deal with all the shower sex? Sex.
What position do you use when you have shower sex?
I guess we would. Do you even call it doggy style when you're standing? What's that called?
I'm not tall enough to ever do that with somebody, so I don't. It's not something that would enter into my vocabulary.
The most times we had sex, I had a pretty large shower, and it had like a seat kind of situation, so you could kind of prop a leg up, you know.
Uh huh. Oh, that's good. Shower sex only hypothetically good.
So Raina wants to fuck on the floor from here on out. And also, the most overrated, stupidest sex is hot tub sex. What the fuck? No one wants that.
It's like, can I please get a UTI? Like, what I really want in life is to be like pissing knives for the next week because I had sex in a chemical filled hot tub.
Okay. Would you rather cry every time you had sex or burp every time someone kissed you?
I feel like I cry after sex a lot. So like, might as well speed up the process and cry during sex. Can you imagine just like belching into somebody's mouth? How gross that would be. And also, you can't hide burping. Like, I can hide crying. And honestly, okay. I don't think men really care.
Definitely.
I can cry a little
definitely
during sex.
Cry.
Okay. Would you rather orgasm loudly when you saw your crush every time or be capable of orgasming ever?
Literally anything besides not being able to orgasm. Like I'd rather go to jail than not be able to orgasm ever. So yeah, I'll orgasm every time I see my crush, I guess. All right. Would you rather find out that the last guy you fucked was your long lost cousin or that he was a brutal murderer?
Long lost first cousin.
Yeah. Long lost first cousin or serial killer.
What is the scenario around the murders? Are these people that like deserved to die? Or like a Jeffrey Dahmer serial killer? Does he eat their body parts after?
No, he doesn't eat the body parts. He's just really into killing. It's like his thing.
But like strangers.
Yeah.
This is like a real brain buster. I know. I'm honestly not sure if like...
My immediate thought was 100% the murderer.
But it doesn't... What does my cousin look like?
I don't know. Here's the thing. This is going to sound super twisted. That's kind of a good story that you fucked a murderer. You didn't know they were a murderer. It's not a good story that... It's not a good story that you fucked your cousin. No, you're never bragging about that.
Right. Like, we can't... Listen, I don't do anything anymore that I can't put into the intro of our podcast. So, like, if incest is off the table, then I'm just not doing
it. Right. Are you going murderer?
I'm going murderer because I agree with you. It's a great story. I live to tell the story.
Would you rather fart while getting eaten out or vomit while making out?
Oh, my God. Those things are so bad. Oh, my God. Okay, I have questions. Does the fart smell?
Yeah, it's always a wet one.
Is there an option C to just kill yourself?
Okay, yeah, actually, for all of these, the third option, or just kill yourself. So you can do that one.
Okay, I'm going to kill myself.
Honestly, I feel like I'd choose the vomit. Like, the thought of farting while someone's going down on me is like, I can't. It's like, I'm not going to be able to shake it. Like, I'm upset at myself for bringing
this. Country. I would literally have to leave the country.
No. Forget it. You're branded for life.
Like, you know, like, you ever have these guys in your life where, like, you know, there's like a nickname and all your friends know about them and you reference it in a joke for years to come. Like, you would be that person.
Wait, I feel like they'd call you Fartbox. There's old Fartbox just walking down Madison Ave. I mean, cannot imagine.
I don't know. Actually, I think that is like the depth of embarrassment that is so low that somebody might actually not even tell this story. Like, who's going to tell their friends that somebody farted in their face while they were going down on somebody? Like, how do you even... I wouldn't tell you if that happened. Like, if some guy ripped ass while I was blowing him, I wouldn't even know how to tell my diary that story.
Oh my gosh. Okay. God, we got through it. We got through our first long distance episode. I don't know. Is this good? I don't know.
Ask you that too. Like, I don't know if this one's good. Usually we rap and I'm like, that was so tight. I don't know if this is any good.
What? But you know what? Sorry, guys. We'll but we will be reunited for the next episode. It will be recorded from Paris. We're so excited. And thank you guys, as always, for coming back. Take it away, Raina.
List of reminders, guys. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast before you exit out. Just give me a 5-star rating. It takes 2 seconds, and then maybe write a little thing about how much you love me and Ashley. That would be appreciated. You guys can follow us at Girls Gotta Eat Podcast on Instagram. Instagram. Facebook.
Instagram, Facebook, girls_gotta_eat on Twitter. Some people have found us on Twitter, which is fun. We're everywhere. Find us. Rate us, love us. We love you guys back. We love reading the reviews. They're the best thing ever.
Also, continue to put us in your stories, guys.
I know,
tell
it's
your friends
so nice.
About
the stories are so PR incredible, team. The Instagram stories. If you guys are Snapchatting us, we have no idea. We don't know how to fucking use it. So thanks, guys. We'll be back next week and we'll be
Bye,
together.
Guys, have a good week.